Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
This is the winter of our discontent. Mine, certainly. So cold, so bleak, and January is so long. In the news, at least, things are heating up. I'm not talking about the government shutdown, lively as that is. No, it's our president's scheduled trip to Davos, Switzerland this week for the annual World Economic Forum. I've talked about this globalist gabfest before. I went there for years before it got big and glitzy. I still admire the Davos idea. Corporate kingpins, prime ministers, social activists, a few celebrities, all rubbing shoulders and having earnest talks about solving the world's problems. Not the kind of place you'd expect to see our president. He represents a worldview that's pretty much the opposite of the multilateral Davos spirit. A recent World Economic Forum report warns of impending climate meltdown and criticizes, quote, nation-state unilateralism, for making it worse. Well, there's only one big nation-state unilateralist, and his name is Trump. Our president could be the most unpopular visitor to Davos since Thomas Mann, whose grim 1924 novel The Magic Mountain made the place sound like what Trump calls African countries. Davos represents everything Trump dislikes: free trade, free movement of people, concern about climate change. If he actually shows up, he'll speak late on Friday, literally having the last word. He could wow the crowd by announcing he's not really going to pull out of NAFTA or the Paris Climate Agreement, or by offering to fight sexual harassment or help refugees. Both topics are high on the Davos agenda this year. No, Trump is more likely to trumpet America first. You know, trade that favors the U.S., diplomacy that favors the U.S., and to hell with climate change. That should go over well. Not that he'll be booed. Davos folks are polite. But he likes to be the center of attention, and here he may not be. This year's attendees include heavyweights like Britain's Theresa May, France's Emmanuel Macron, India's Narendra Modi, also Elton John and Kate Blanchett. The Australian actress will even get an award there for her work with refugees. Also one of the most admired people in the world, Malala Yousafzai, the Afghan girl who was shot by the Taliban and went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Malala is the ultimate un-Trump. Female, foreign, Muslim, do-gooder, a fine candidate for his Muslim ban. And yet, this week, she could upstage him. Trump may wish he'd stayed home. I certainly do. January is depressing enough. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.